Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos and the crew, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
The semifinals in college football are here, and whether you're riding on an upset or hoping the favorite dominates, betting with a boost makes every playoff moment even more memorable. Activate today's Odds Boost token on any college football playoff game, and you'll receive a bigger payout if your bet wins. How awesome is that? Download the BetMGM app. Visit BetMGM.com. Do it today or right now so you can make it legendary. Because let's be honest, you're watching the show, you're listening to the show. And by the way, shout out to everyone in Nesson Nation watching the show in New England. We appreciate all of you very much. Radio stations nationwide, Sirius XM 375, YouTube and Twitch. We love it. If you're in the audience right now, I'm guessing at the very least you have a perfunctory interest in sports betting, if not someone who bets somewhat regularly. If you're going to bet, why not do it with a boost? Do it at BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app, visit BetMGM.com, and please gamble responsibly. Let's sneak a YouTube comment in here before we debut our new segment here on the show. This comes courtesy of our friend, Talking Sports and More. I'd like to know what the and more is. As a Wizards fan, I don't know there were that many. That's a low blow. I apologize. I find it crazy that Trae Young would want to come to us considering that we're nowhere near competitive. I think it's more that Trae Young has like a $50 million player option that the Wizards can afford to pick up. Like, that's why the Wizards have salary cap space and Trae Young's going to be able to put up huge numbers and be kind of like the heliocentric member of this team. Trae Young probably right now at this point in his career is about money and is about the stats, and you can criticize him for that, I guess. I won't. I understand where he's coming from. And I think there's a chance. You know, Wizards get a top pick this year. This draft is loaded, like we've talked about, with Peterson and DeBonsa and Cam Boozer and a host of others. If the Wizards can land one of those guys to pair with Trae Young, to pair with Trey Johnson, with George, with Sarr, not that they're going to be a championship contender immediately, but that's a fun team all of a sudden, and kind of being led out of the wilderness a little bit. So I totally get it from Trae Young's perspective, and I would just encourage the Wizards fans out there, allow yourself to be a little happy about this. I think Trae Young is still a good player. I don't think he's as good as we thought he would be, but he is definitely not bad. Okay. You bet on this Thursday on Westwood One Sports. We're going to welcome to the show now, and we'll bring our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman, on, our technical director, Tyler Morales, maybe our video producers, Dan the Man Turner and Downtown Mike Brown. But we wanted to empower our engineer on the show, our friend Kenny Henderson, who will come on video right now. Let's put Kenny on. Kenny, who has like the jawline of like a movie star. I don't know why he's like doing sports radio for a living, but I appreciate that he is. Kenny has grabbed a bunch of sound for the show today. We will play it and we will react to it. I have no idea if Kenny's going to be good on the air. We've never done this before, so maybe this will be a disaster. Maybe it'll be great, but Kenny wanted to give you the opportunity. Introduce yourself to the audience, please.
I'm Kenny Henderson, big Chicago sports fan.
We're off to a great start. Please continue.
Yeah, happy to debut Kenny's Corner here today on You Bet, You Bet. We don't have imaging yet, but we do have a bed. So we'll play the bed and we'll get in.
Yeah, play the bed, but like tell the audience, because you're just like, you're a big Chicago sports fan. Tell the audience like a little bit more about yourself.
Okay, sorry.
Kenny's on a dating show.
Yes, this is like, yes, that is, yeah, our executive producer.
I'm 26 years old. I'm 26 years old. I was born in California, moved to Chicago when I was 5. And yeah, like I said, been a Chicago sports fan ever since. A big, huge sports fan. Nick has mentioned me as being, you know, top 1%. I appreciate that. Like I said, 26. I mean, I don't know how deep you want me to go into my introduction, but that's all I got for right now.
Outside of sports, what would you say is your primary hobby?
Probably music, but I'm not the deepest in music. I'm a huge rap music fan, so that comes with the bed. It's a Lil Wayne Birdman instrumental.
Who is your favorite rapper of all time? And we will judge you on this. And for the YouTube commenters and for anyone on the phones, 310-840-4910. Kenny Henderson's best rapper of all time is who and why?
Lil Wayne is the greatest rapper of all time.
Now, this is Lil Wayne, like on Scissorp, or Lil Wayne not on Scissorp?
On Scissorp, for sure.
I was going to say, dude, he is some... Tyler, what's the song where like he actually makes no sense? Can you believe it, right, with T-Pain? When Lil Wayne's verse is just basically him going like this. Like, he doesn't even make sense. Okay, so let's play the instrumental here, Lil Wayne and Birdman, and let's debut Kenny's Corner, both spelled with a K. Oh, Stunned Like My Daddy. Yeah, love it.
Yeah, I think this will go well with the highlights. So we'll start in the NBA, as last night we had not one but two buzzer-beating game winners, and I want our crew to pick which one was better. So
all
the
right.
First, coming from...
Kenny, I'm very sorry, but this is good news. We have to stop Kenny's Corner for right now because we have breaking news in the world of sports.
Okay.
So that's what an injury. Okay. Kenny's segment just got railroaded. So next hour on the show, Kenny's Corner will debut in the spot that we had something else ready to go. So Kenny's Corner will be next hour on the show because we have major break. I almost want to play Stunned Like My Daddy to talk. I don't, but I kind of want to. Major breaking news in the world of sports. I told you this was going to happen yesterday. I'm not surprised at all. The Miami Dolphins, per NFL media insider Tom Pelissero, have fired head coach Mike McDaniel. Miami just gathered the team at a meeting, per Pelissero. I'm reading his tweet verbatim right now. Miami just called a meeting and informed the staff Mike McDaniel is out as the head coach of the Miami Dolphins after 4 seasons. And the writing was on the wall for this when it was announced a couple weeks ago. That's really funny. Here's this new segment, NFL head coach gets fired. We'll debut it in an hour from now. That is outstanding. When it was announced that Troy Aikman, ESPN Monday Night Football, you know, the Hall of Fame quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys on Monday Night Football. When it was announced that Troy Aikman was going to consult on the Miami Dolphins general manager search, like, you knew at that moment that Mike McDaniel's done. Like, Mike McDaniel, and I know this because we have talked to a lot of people on the show over the years that I would consider to be old school hashtag football guys, with a nod to our friends at Pardon My Take, the football guys. Like Mark Schlereth, who's been on the show a million times. Like Brian Baldinger, who's been on the show a million times. And not that they think Mike McDaniel's a bad coach. That's not what it is. But that maybe Mike McDaniel and his style, like, doesn't play well when you can't really run the ball. And to be fair to them, they did run the ball better towards the end of the year. And they're not really that physical of a team. And most importantly, the wins and losses haven't been there over the last couple of years. So for me, and I said this in the moment, when it was announced that Troy Aikman was going to consult here, to me, that was it for Mike McDaniel. Because I can't imagine Troy Aikman being like, yeah, let's bring Mike McDaniel back. I couldn't imagine it. And I don't think Mike McDaniel deserved to come back. And I've said that as well. Like, you can't have things go the way they've gone and just roll it back for another season. Like, I don't care that Tua Tagovailoa was miserable. And you can certainly make a case that the faults and the foibles and the losses for the Miami Dolphins were way more on Tua Tagovailoa than they were on Mike McDaniel. Like, you can make that case. And by the way, if you want to chime in on the Dolphins firing Mike McDaniel, 310-840-4910, 310-840-4910, youtube.com/@thecostos, youtube.com/@thecostos. You can make the case Tua was more to blame. It doesn't matter. Mike McDaniel is part of the brain trust, along with fired Chris Greer, the general manager, who lost his job after the Thursday night loss to the Ravens, who decided to pay Tua and give him this contract. Like, you don't think Mike McDaniel signed off on that? Of course he did. And that decision to tether themselves to Tua Tagovailoa obviously cost them their jobs. Because I think Mike McDaniel, in all seriousness, I don't know if he's a good head coach. We could probably say he's not. Although we've seen worse head coaches get a second chance before than Mike McDaniel. We know that Mike McDaniel is a badass offensive coordinator. And I'm fantasy booking right now. Like, imagine if John Harbaugh said, I'm coming with Mike McDaniel to be the head coach. Like, I want to coach a team and Mike McDaniel's my OC. I mean, this is the dream. Or if, like, the Eagles get bounced in the divisional round and fire Kevin Petullo, or lose on wild card weekend and fire Kevin Petullo. Could you imagine Mike McDaniel coordinating the Jalen Hurts Philadelphia Eagles offense? Last hour on the show, we've had so much, we haven't even gotten to this yet. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers fired offensive coordinator Josh Grizzard. Baker Mayfield's going to have a new offensive coordinator. Todd Bowles throwing everyone overboard on the pirate ship to save his own ass. I don't blame him. Imagine Mike McDaniel coordinating the Bucs offense. Like, Mike McDaniel in Cleveland. Mike McDaniel in Atlanta. He's a great play caller and a great offensive designer. He needs a quarterback that can push the ball down the field. That was not noodle arm Tua Tagovailoa with his fake teeth. They are great fake teeth. He's got a badass Samoan tattoo. I love it. And I mean that seriously. But Tua can't play. He'll be a bridge starter or a backup moving forward for the rest of his career and be very well compensated for doing so. So I'm not trying to bury Mike McDaniel. Mike McDaniel should be coaching in the NFL next year as an offensive coordinator. And just to say, as a New York Football Giants fan, if you told me Mike McDaniel's the offensive coordinator of my team, I'm doing cartwheels. Now, like, obviously Kevin Stefanski wouldn't hire him because Stefanski would call the plays. But that's how strongly I feel, how positively I feel about Mike McDaniel as an offensive coordinator. And like Bill, our executive, Bill, come on and say what you just wrote in the chat, because I think this is a great point.
I was just saying, could you imagine if Matt Nagy gets a job? I think Andy Reid's too loyal. He's not going to fire him. But Mike McDaniel playing with Patrick Mahomes, just like what he could make with that offense would be incredible.
I agree completely. Like, if Matt Nagy gets the Titans job, Mike McDaniel goes to Kansas City to call the offense for the Chiefs. Well, you're cooking with gas if that happens.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
So Mike McDaniel's going to get another job, whether it's a coordinator. I think he should be a coordinator, and he'll be great at it. For the Miami Dolphins, this had to happen. Like, you got to wash your hands of Tua. Like, that's next, is you buy out Tua Tagovailoa. You pay the money to have him off the roster. And whoever the next general manager is can hire the next head coach, and you can kind of move forward from there and hope that this time you get it right. Now, the Dolphins, unfortunately, are probably not ready to compete next year. Even if they nail the draft and they nail free agency. The offensive line is still not where it needs to be. Tyreek Hill will almost certainly be playing elsewhere next season. Outside of Jaylen Waddle, there's not much there in the passing game, unless you think Darren Waller can keep it going. I love Devon Achane. How's Devon Achane going to look in the non-Mike McDaniel offense that is schemed literally for someone of his talents? The defense got better as the year went on after trading Jalen Phillips, and that's a credit to defensive coordinator Anthony Weaver. And maybe Weaver gets a long look to be the head coach of the team. I wouldn't be surprised if that happens. Miami probably needs a couple off-seasons still. So whoever gets this job, and if you're a Dolphins fan, like you could hire John Harbaugh. Like, that could happen, right? Let's say that happens. I don't think the Dolphins are winning in 2026. Like, they don't have the horses yet on the roster to seriously compete. And I'm not trying to throw cold water on this. I think this is a good day for the Miami Dolphins. But it's probably not going to happen soon. You're a Dolphins fan, you're going to have to be patient. Be patient with this rebuild. It's going to take at least one full off, into two full off seasons, and you can compete in 2027. So Mike McDaniel fired by the Miami Dolphins. I like it for Miami. And now Mike McDaniel can go be a play caller, hopefully with a quarterback somewhere else, and really show just how electric of an offensive mind he is. On the other side, we'll be joined by pro sports bettor Joey Knish. Knish's best bets for the semifinal rounds of the college football playoff. Our poor friend Kenny Henderson. Kenny's Corner coming up next hour here on You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent.
I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.